good work today. I thought we had a good practice. I think the guys are competing. They're coming out here and trying to get better every day. They're continuing to work. You know, we're moving a bunch of guys around, looking at a bunch of different lineups, looking at guys in different spots. Just really, you know, trying to get a good feel for what we have as we go in and get ready to go into training camp. So I think we've had some good work. I was really pleased that we had some of the former players out. I think that's one of the great things that we have within this organization is there's been a lot of great players that have come through this organization and made this place what it is. And, you know, that's one of the standards that we want to hold ourselves accountable to. And we don't only represent ourselves. We represent those that went before us. So I think that was great to have those guys out. I think it added to a little bit of tempo of practice. And I thought today was good practice.
Carr was taking second team reps. What have you seen for him just to make him move in front of McGloin, or was that just one of those things you were trying to move guys around?
I mean, you know, Derek's a guy that we like, a player that we like. I think he's got a lot of potential. Like I said before, you know, we're going to look at a lot of different guys and a lot of different lineups. I wouldn't read too much into that. But obviously it does say that we've seen some good things out of him, and we like some of the things we've seen.
How much more up-tempo was this than those OTAs?
Very similar. Very similar. I mean, the rules don't allow you to there's no full contact, no live contact. So, I mean, it's the practice tempo was a little bit similar. I think the guys understand, you know, minicamp, just by nature, just by the name of it, you know, you get a little bit more excitement. You know, I thought the guys responded well to it today.
Along the same vein as Carby and second team, Miles Burris worked with the ones the entire practice. Is that at least an indication that you think that he is now completely healthy? I mean, last year it seemed like he was still trying to get his feet.
Yeah, everything we've seen so far out of Miles in this offseason has indicated that he's healthy and he's ready to go. You know, he had a really good year for us 2 years ago. Unfortunately, last year, you know, he was injured for most of the season, and we really didn't have – you know, the Miles Burris that we think he's capable of being. And so I think he's had a good offseason, and you know, he's put himself in the mix, and we're going to continue to look at different lineups and let that thing shake out as we go through training camp.
Anything new with DJ Hayden? Still
no, he's still in the boot. I don't expect to have DJ out here for this mini camp. The only guy Lucas Nix had a procedure today on his knee. He's the only guy, as I see it right now, that might be questionable for the start of training camp. I don't see any of these other injuries really being an issue.
Still a sprained ankle for Hayden?
Yeah.
Seemed like James Jones landed on his left shoulder pretty good. Do you have an update on that?
I don't. It's not anything serious.
Yeah.
Whether it keeps him out for the next 2 days or not, I don't know. We'll have to see how he is this afternoon and then how he is tomorrow morning.
How has Derek dealt with the volume of information that you've thrown at him since he got here, and what have you seen be applied? Has that really gone well in terms of absorption?
Well, yeah, you see every day, you see him do something. Today he made a nice protection call, was able to get a pressure blocked up, get the ball out to the receiver. So, you know, I've seen some progress, you know, from that standpoint. Again, like I said, the thing that about Derek is, and I've said this from the beginning, he's highly intelligent.
Right.
You know, so he's able to take the things that you teach him in the classroom and be able to apply those things to the field. And there's still things that he misses, but that's why we practice.
List of running backs in this league that have had seasons of like 3.5 or below and have a handful of years in the league and then come back to have real exceptional years is real short. And you got two of them. McFadden and Jones-Drew, what have you seen from them to make you think that they can get back to where they've been?
I mean, when you watch them practice, you see guys that still have explosion, guys that still have run skills, guys that can make people miss. I haven't paid a lot of attention to what the statistics may say. I just see what I see with my eyes, and I see a couple of guys that look like that if they can stay healthy, they still have the ability to perform at a high level in this league.
Were there things that you couldn't do with Nick Roach last year simply because it was his first year in your system, things that maybe you might be able to do with him this year?
Well, I think as he gets more comfortable in the system and really gets a good feel and an understanding of exactly what we're trying to ask him to do and what we're trying to ask everybody else to do within the concept of the defense, it allows for some more flexibility. So, again, he's another guy that's a really smart player. So the volume really hasn't been something that he struggled with. But I think as he gets more comfortable in what we're asking him to do and how we're fitting up certain runs and how we're doing some different things in pass coverage, I think he'll continue to get better.
The same way with Mac, are you still just exploring with him, just putting him all over the place yet?
Yeah, we got his head spinning right now, which is a good thing. And we're gonna try to throw as much at him as we can throughout the rest of this offseason and really even into the early part of training camp. And then at some point we'll settle down to the things that we can, execute as a team and execute at a high level.
You guys have a lot of new faces on the offensive line. What do you see out of those guys so far?
It was funny. I sat down at breakfast this morning and was talking with Wiz. I mean, I think that's a group that I've begun to see the beginning signs of that group gelling as a unit. And so, you don't want to get too high or too low when you're out here in underwear. But that group there, I think is beginning to show signs of coming together. And I think if they continue to work and continue to improve, I think we have the makings of a pretty decent offensive line. I like the depth that we have there too.
At this point last year, Menelik Watson looked like he was on pace to be the right tackle of the future, and then next time we saw him in training camp, he was injured. Have you seen any difference in his approach this season, this year?
I don't think there's any question I've seen a difference in his approach. I think he was very disappointed in last year. I think he's even said this, that he didn't come into this fully prepared for what he was getting into. And I think he understands what it takes to play in the National Football League, and that there's, nothing's given to anybody in this league. You got to go out and earn it. And he's come out here every day and worked to earn the reps that he's been able to get. And I've seen a lot of improvement. The biggest thing I've seen from him really is just his mental approach to what we're trying to get done.
Rashawn Brown, new guy, local guy. Was he just available? So you thought you'd invite
him? Yeah, we worked out a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was, and did some impressive things in the workout. He's a good athlete. He can run, and that's one of the things you look at the wide receiver position. So we've done a nice job around here in the last couple of years of finding guys that kind of come out of nowhere and end up being a part of the team and being able to help us out. So. We're going to continue to look for those guys. I think there's probably some guys that are out there right now that not a lot of guys have heard of that are going to have an opportunity to make this team and an opportunity to help us.
Is this mini camp in any way a dress rehearsal of sorts for training camp, or the way you're going to practice in training camp, the way you're going to do things for some of these guys that haven't been here?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the schedule is going to be similar to what we're doing now. Obviously we'll put the pads on in training camp. Yeah. That'll be a big difference, but as far as the schedule is concerned, we've tried to design this to where it's going to be similar to what we'll do in training camp.
In terms of Derek's progress, would you prefer to bring him along as slow as possible? Are you just going to let his progress dictate how
that all
fast
depends
he
on him? That all depends on him. As with any of these young guys, the more they can handle, the more we're going to throw at them. And if they can handle it, we're going to keep throwing it at them.
How big of a setback is it that Hayden's missed his last 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, it's definitely a setback. There's no question about it. I mean, DJ's still a young player. He needs a lot of reps. But I don't think it's the end-all, be-all. I mean, I don't think it's something that he can't overcome. But he's got to stay into it mentally. He's going to have to do a little extra work over the offseason once the players get out of here to make sure he puts himself not only in the best physical shape, but also in the best mental shape.
Matt Shaw been everything up to this point that you expected to see?
Yeah, I think he's been outstanding. That's what you're looking for in a veteran quarterback. And I don't think we've seen the best of what we're going to see out of Matt Shaw. know, even though he is a veteran player, it's still a different offense for him. It's still something new. He's still learning. But I've been very pleased with what I've seen out of him so far. Been pleased with watching him over here in his uniform throw the ball. He looks pretty good.
Anything more, guys?
Carlos Rogers, did he make up?
He's got a calf.
Calf.
Yeah. Again, I don't think that's anything serious. I think he'll be fine.